In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is First Thursday, and today in our Mass and in our prayers, we remember all of our priests who do so much work in order to teach people their Catholic faith and give them sacraments, the sources of God's grace. But I want to point out that today is only 3 weeks until we get a new bishop into our group. You know that the bishops you know now are Bishop Sanborn, the rector of our Most Holy Trinity Seminary, and then Bishop Dolan, your own pastor here at St. Gertrude, the Great Church. In 3 weeks, Bishop Sanborn will consecrate, that is, make a new bishop, and one of his priests, Father Selway, will be given this great new rank and dignity, but even greater responsibility of being a bishop of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. So keep him in your prayers today and the whole month, that Father Selway, who will become Bishop Selway, will be great in blessings and very fervent in both bravery and in faith, teaching people and giving sacraments to them. And today is the feast day of one of the great bishops of the past time, namely Saint Ignatius of Antioch. And he was a bishop very, very long time ago, in fact, almost 1900 years ago, when over 1900 years ago, when he was the bishop of Antioch. He was bishop for a long time, and he had actually knew some of the members of the very first church established by our Lord Jesus himself and the apostles and their disciples. Saint Ignatius was also known as Ignatius Theophorus. This title Theophorus is Greek and means God-bearing. And Saint Ignatius was also the first one who used the phrase Catholic Church when speaking about the Church, the one true Church which Jesus Christ established. In one of his letters he said, "Wherever the bishop appears, there let the people be, as wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church. It is not lawful to baptize or give communion without the consent of the bishop." So you see, children, how important it is to have a bishop, and a good bishop, that is, who is very brave and who is not afraid of any dangers, but always does for the and works for the salvation of his people. And this, in all marks and manners, Saint Ignatius was a great and holy bishop. His first concern was always about the affairs of religion. In his diocese, that is the area which bishop rules, Saint Ignatius was concerned and worried that many Catholics in his area were tempted to give in to idolatry. Those were the times of the Roman Empire when Catholics were few and where most of the people worshipped idols instead of true God. Saint Ignatius was worried that the lives and the Catholics would think more of saving their lives and jobs in worshipping idols rather than saving and thinking of their souls. For this reason, Saint Ignatius told the Catholics of his area that they have to always and in every situation stay faithful to the Catholic worship and to the Catholic Church, and never worship idols in any matter whatsoever, because if they would give in and worship idols, they would lose salvation and they would lose their souls. Saint Ignatius eventually was taken over or arrested by the troops of the emperor named Trajan, who called him into his presence. And when the emperor asked Saint Ignatius, "Who are you, wicked demon, who dare to disobey my commands and persuade others to perish?" Saint Ignatius answered, "No one calls Theophorus a wicked demon." The emperor was confused and asked, "Who is Theophorus?" And Saint Ignatius answered, "It is he who carries Christ in his breast." And finally, after the interrogation, the emperor said and asked, "Do you carry Christ within you?" And Saint Ignatius answered, quoting Saint Paul, "Yes, for it is written, I will dwell and walk in them." Because of this, the emperor commanded that Saint Ignatius should be put into death because of a rebellion against the idols of Rome. But the holy martyr was very happy of this sentence, because now, after serving God as a bishop for so many years, he could now follow his master, Saint Apostle Paul, and be crowned as a martyr of the Church and of the Holy Faith. And having said this, he prayed for the Catholic Church and recommended it with tears to God, and he was hurried away and embraced his sufferings and was finally put to death. Dear children, today on First Thursday, when we pray for our priests and when we pray for our bishops, be grateful of all the sacrifices they make in defending the Holy Catholic faith and all the efforts they make to also teach that to you and teaching you to keep the Catholic faith faithfully and without any compromise. Saint Ignatius, he saw how greatly the people were in danger, that they might choose the easy way in making making sure that they had a good life. Some of the not so faithful Catholics were in danger of apostatizing into idolatry. But Saint Ignatius said very clearly, "No, you cannot do that. Even if bad people put you to death, you can never sacrifice your own religion and trying to save your body instead of saving your souls." Pray for your priest children and pray for your bishops, also the new bishop, Father Selway, that all of us would be faithful, if necessary, even until death, always producing good priests, always keeping the faith and teaching that faithfully, and always even defying all dangers to come to the farthest end of the world and delivering sacraments of the one holy Catholic Church. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.